For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. On the 6th anniversary of the DACA program, Democrats are accusing Republicans of playing politics. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticizing the Trump administration policy of separating families who've been detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Just to remind, in case anyone has forgotten, they control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude.
When asked about immigrant families being separated at the border, President Trump told White House reporters yesterday,
"The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children."
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Police in Moscow say several people were hurt when a taxi crashed into pedestrians on a sidewalk near Red Square. The BBC's Krupa Padi.
Seven people have been hurt after a taxi drove into a crowd in central Moscow. The driver running away from the crash, chased by onlookers. He was later arrested. Some people have been injured and they are reported to be in a serious condition.
Russia is hosting the World Cup, so streets are now crowded. A suicide bomber has killed more than two dozen people in eastern Afghanistan. The BBC's Anthony Rajan Abarasan says the attacker approached a group of Afghan and Taliban soldiers that were meeting together in honor of the ceasefire that was brokered for the annual Eid holiday.
The truce has been widely observed in most parts of Afghanistan, but the ceasefire was marred by a suicide attack in Nangarhar province. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, wanted the ceasefire to continue.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The sexual misconduct allegations against a longtime TV journalist did not come out overnight. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Washington Post investigative reporters Erin Carmen and Amy Britton were honored on Thursday at the 12th Annual Newhouse School Syracuse University Mirror Awards for their reporting on years of sexual misconduct perpetrated by Charlie Rose. Carmen noted it took 7 years from when she heard the first tip about Rose's sexual misconduct and harassment to when the Post story was published. The awards also honored journalistic work, including investigations by the New York Times and the New Yorker that focused on the Harvey Weinstein story. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman has died after a 23-foot python swallowed her whole in Muna, which is an island in southeast Indonesia. The woman, who went missing on Thursday night after going to tend her garden, was discovered on Friday morning by villagers that were searching for her. After the villagers noticed a large python with a swollen belly near the garden, they killed the snake and cut it open and found the woman had been swallowed whole with her clothing still intact. The police chief in Muna said she was 54 years old. This was the second python attack on a human in Indonesia since March of last year, when a 25-year-old man was swallowed whole by a python in the same area. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.